USA Radio News with Wendy King.
With the recovery from Hurricane Dorian just beginning, the last thing the Bahamas need now is another storm. Tropical Storm Humberto is coming. Jack Bevan is with the National Hurricane Center.
It does pose a threat of gusty winds up to tropical storm force and locally heavy rains over portions of the Bahamas. The impacts will be considerably less than occurred with Hurricane Dorian.
Forecasters now say the storm will stay offshore of Florida's eastern coast. Actress Felicity Huffman became the first person to be sentenced in the college admission scandal in Boston. She received a sentence of 14 days in jail, a $30,000 fine, 250 hours of community service, and a year's probation. 15 parents, including Huffman, have pleaded guilty. 9 others are fighting the charges. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of 6, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
At a Bernie Sanders town hall meeting in Carson City, Nevada.
I'm going to kill myself.
I don't know. John, stop it. You're not going to kill yourself.
A man said he would kill himself due to medical bills while suffering from Huntington's disease.
I'm a Navy veteran. I served 20 years. Served in 95 in Somalia. I saved lives. I was a Navy corpsman. We take care of our own, except now. My TRICARE is not acceptable anymore. They took it away.
President Trump is making light of an effort by House Democrats for impeachment. In a series of tweets, the president accused House Democrats of what he called a sad effort to impeach him. That followed a vote on Thursday allowing the House Judiciary Committee to investigate alleged wrongdoing by the president. President Trump argues the Democrats would be unwise to impeach a president who he says, quote, has helped create perhaps the greatest economy in the history of our country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A San Francisco attraction won't be available next week. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
San Francisco's iconic cable cars will stop running for 10 days starting this weekend while they undergo the final repairs in a 3-year restoration project of the gearboxes that propel the world-famous system up the city's steep hills. Shuttle buses will run along the 3 cable car routes where historic cars typically travel at a steady 9.5 miles an hour, according to the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency. The agency said it needs to get the manually operated cable cars off the streets to rehabilitate the gearboxes that power the system that started in the 1890s. The shutdown is sure to disappoint many tourists who are visiting the city within the next week. The city says 7.5 million passengers ride the cable cars each year. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Eddie Money has passed away. He won a Grammy for his song Take Me Home Tonight, which he did with singer Ronnie Spector. Other hits include 2 Tickets to Paradise and Baby Hold On. Money had disclosed that he was sick recently on his Access TV show.
I thought I was just going in to get a checkup, and he told me that I got cancer.
His family confirms that the rocker died in Los Angeles this morning at the age of 70. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.